Domestic violence. Violence in the home. My first memory of that is my mom. She was very violent. Her being violent towards us kids, or us witnessing violence toward her from men who came into our home, that's what I remember. She was this angry woman. Politically, she was very aware and really, really powerful. She was out there in the world doing all sorts of things that she wasn't supposed to do and that other people didn't approve of. The local policeman would come prowling around our house, looking in the windows and checking on her. She was an independent woman. We were coming out of the 60s. It was a time of experimentation and an explosion of sexuality. From really early on, I knew there was a connection of domestic violence and repression being connected, domestic violence and sexual repression. Out driving with my mom in the countryside in our old Bedford van late at night, we got pulled up by the police. The local policeman pulled us over because he thought we were two women out alone at night. The look of shock on his face when he looked in the window and saw I was really young and my mom was much older than he expected. My mom, she knew what he was after, and she explained to me while she drove away. What I ask myself when I think of this question of repression and violence, what I ask myself is, can women ever be safe? We live in such a repressive society, and I see this relationship between sexual freedom and repression. The question I come out of it is, if women are going to stand up and have a voice, will men always repress that? What I come out of violence with is the knowledge that there was no avoiding it, and those experiences have affected my choice-making ability. What I'm left with is this fear that if I'm creative, if I'm vocal, if I stand up, if I stand out, I will be hurt. And that is a really rational thing to think. Can women ever be safe? Back when I lived in a street of squats, I had my own squat and I chose my lovers. I could be single, I could go off traveling on my own and come back. I think because of my sexual freedom, oh, I don't want to say it, my lip wants to put them up, but I think because of my sexual freedom, men wanted to beat me. Domestic violence, one of the things I find so offensive about it is how much what women are saying and doing gets minimized. Saying no, saying man can't have something, saying you don't want to play a rape game, saying you are going to leave, you get battered for that. That resorting to violence instead of exploring with words. I'm far more interested in why violence happens rather than what the acts are, because it's a failure of communication. I just cannot understand resorting to violence. I judge the ass off those who resort to violence. It's such a lazy way of communicating. I'm angry. I'm so angry. But I do not believe in violence as an answer, and I do not want to resort to violence. I always left violence. I was always leaving, because I saw the violence coming. For a very long time, I didn't know how not to get into violent situations, but I ran away a lot. I got myself away from those violent situations. My first experience of sex work, I went to work in a massage parlor that was just on the corner of our road of squats. I was 18. I had no qualifications. What else was I going to do? I wanted to make some money. This was 1978. It was a really naive time in many ways. In those days, men were so bad at sex. They were really, really terrible at sex. So having men coming in and me being able to tell them exactly what to do, it was a way of exploring. Having a room where I could play and discover, it was lovely. If I say that experience was good for me and I enjoyed it, it's like I'm not allowed. Other people want to say there was a problem. Though I also knew that what we did was a secret because you couldn't tell other people about it. It also meant that if things went wrong, you couldn't get help. I've heard my mother blamed for all of my difficulties. Well, she had her own problems. When I come back to this idea I have about repression, that if women speak up, they will be told to shut up. Not just women, we live in a society that represses others. Mental health. How those words are used makes me so mad. Because when people say mental health, what they actually mean is mental illness. That is the focus of services, from people who assess benefits, psychiatrists, professionals, even a lot of support groups. The whole focus is on illness. What I want to focus on, what I want to put energy into and have skills for maintaining is my level of mental wellness. For me, mental health is mental wellness. But services, benefits, fellowships, support services in our society, when they say mental health, we are talking about ill health. They've got it wrong. Working in the field of mental health, I also bring up these questions and end up having to resign from jobs because I just don't fit their roles and models. My mental unwellness is simply that I do not fit society borders. One of the reasons mental health professionals get concerned about me is because I have thoughts about suicide. Will I go on? Those thoughts are just part of me. I don't plan how to kill myself, but as soon as I mention that, I'm slapped with a diagnosis. My understanding of that question is it's not a mark in the debit box. These are the questions humans ask themselves. These are the questions great thinkers ask. It's not wonderful. It's not sad. I just don't fit. If I stay with the thought of not fitting, I can feel quite broken. But I'm not broken. I just don't fit. I'm not mad. This world is too small. It can't contain me.